3 and begin with verse 6 of the text. You'll notice the statement made by the Apostle Paul there. We command you, brethren, in the name of our Lord Jesus Christ, that you withdraw from every brother who walks disorderly and not according to the tradition which he received from us. For you yourselves know how you ought to follow us, for we were not disorderly among you. There was a problem in Thessalonica at this particular time. Some in that number were walking in a disorderly way. Again, they were not comporting themselves in such a way as to please God. He calls upon them in verse 9 of the text to look upon him, the Apostle Paul, as an example. He said in verse 9, not because we don't have authority. Well, going back to verse 7, he talked about how they had acted when they worked and toiled night and day so that they would not be a burden to them. Not because we don't have authority, but to make ourselves an example of how you should follow us. And so the Apostle Paul served as a good example for them to follow. And again, when you talk about authority, there are two things that are mentioned here. The traditions received, and that does not have reference to tradition as we consider tradition, that is man-made traditions, but rather traditions that have been ordered by the Lord. And secondly, Paul is an example. So the examples that we find in the New Testament, the teachings that we find in the New Testament, those are the things that show us how we're to live and how we're to conduct ourselves. And by not abiding in those things, we can be referred to as walking in a disorderly fashion. Now, the specific thing they were doing in verse 11, he said, there are some who walk among you in a disorderly manner, not working, but instead they are busybodies. And he said, concerning those, we command and exhort through our Lord Jesus Christ that they work in quietness and eat their own bread. But as for you, brethren, do not grow weary in doing good. So there was a specific sin that was under consideration there. There was apparently idleness that was leading to gossiping and being busybodies in the affairs of others, those things that were not in accord with what it means to be a Christian, Christian demeanor and Christian walk. So that needed to be taken care of. And if necessary, they needed to withdraw themselves from individuals who are acting in that way. But then there is that general exhortation that I want to leave you with, that we, as they, should not grow weary in doing good. It's important that we identify what is good. It is important that we be able to discern between good and what is not good. But that we not only refrain from doing those things that are evil, but be active in engaging in those activities that are good and righteous and holy before God. And then finally, don't grow weary. Don't grow tired of it. This is a long life that we live on this earth if we are granted with a full life. It is something that can be toilsome. It can be troublesome, especially as health fails or difficulties arise or tribulations arise. But we know if we will endure to the end, we will be saved. And so we should not grow weary in doing good. Hope and pray that those thoughts will be beneficial to you. We're going to offer an invitation at this time, not knowing the hearts of any. If something has been said to you this evening that indicates a need for you to respond to the invitation call, you need to repent of your sin, confess Jesus as the Son of God, and be baptized, have your sins washed away. If you believe, as the eunuch believed, then that's something you may do this evening. You can rise to walk in newness of life. If as a child of God that there is something that is amiss, you want the prayers of the congregation, you need our encouragement, just let us know what that need might be and we'll help you in any way we can. The invitation is extended at this time. Would you come while together we stand, while we sing?